the garage, birthplace of the Silicon Valley. On a sun-dappled lane in Palo Alto, California, behind a modest two-story wood-shingled home, is one of the most famous garages in the world. It is where Dave Packard and Bill Hewlett created the first audio oscillator, which would lead to the creation of the electronics giant HP. The oscillator design was based on Packard's master thesis at Stanford University. The location, including the garage, the house, and the shed, have been declared a historic site, the very birthplace of Silicon Valley. To Valley natives and tech workers everywhere, the bench on which the oscillator was built may have more religious significance than the cradle of Christ, the garage more hallowed than the manger. HP is currently one of the world's biggest computer and printer companies, now intent on entering the manufacturing industry, but that was not the plan in 1938. Success, however, forced their hand. An order of six oscillators from Disney pushed the garage over capacity, and in 1940 the company had to move to larger facilities. Packard had eschewed the big corporations, wanting to do things his own way. He gave up a career at GE to set up in the garage with his partner Hewlett and a working capital of $538. The order of their names was decided by a coin toss. We toured the company headquarters, a sprawling campus not far in Palo Alto, where thousands of HP employees now work, although many seem to have taken the day off when we visited. Renowned HP engineer Chandrakant Patel gives us a lunch and learn and proudly tells of his daughter getting an engineering job at today's hot engineering company, Tesla.